The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. We're right here on KCNR 1460.
Free Fire what?
Real. And good morning, everybody. Yeah. Roy. Hey, Roy. Let's get going. Roy, where's Trigger and Dale? Okay. Anyway. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 if you still want to call me after that. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. A deliciously, relatively cool drive in this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
What a difference a couple of days makes.
No kidding. Well, everybody, good morning and happy 1st of August. That's right. We're in the 8th month of the year. Fantastic. July. We had when we look back in July, we had, of course, we had both conventions, DNC and RNC.
I'm still taking showers trying to get that taste out of my mouth and the smell off my body.
And it's going to take probably some time before that.
This is going to be the nastiest race you've seen for a while. And you know what? And it's a lot of the stuff they bring on themselves. They just, you know, they grab slime and then they pour it on themselves. So.
Well, we're going to have let's start off on a Monday morning with a positive note. And then we're going to be covering some of the headlines here. But as we look at our forecast, it's currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios. But today will be 101 with our lows tonight of 67. Tuesday calls for 100 and Wednesday calls for 102. We're still in the triple digits on Thursday. When our highs will be, 99 is calling for, so that's good. We're going to go down a little bit. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each time we read the weather, they bring us the weather. They sponsor our weather. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, how was your weekend?
Hello, Bad Bob.
Hello. Well, try that again, pushing the correct button this time.
It was a good weekend.
Mostly hunkered down and actually ended up, having to go full force on the air conditioning in our home. And normally we get by with just the swamp cooler because otherwise we'd owe our souls to PG&E. Saturday we ventured out and went and saw the new Star Trek movie, which the cast has finally got it pretty well dialed on the characters. And they dedicated the movie to Anton, of course, the guy who played the Chekhov character, who was killed a couple of months ago in a tragic car accident.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So they dedicated the movie to him and to the memory of Leonard Nimoy.
Oh great.
Oh, well, you know, that's cool. Speaking of air conditioning, on Friday, we're having this dinner that some really great people, Sam and
Turtle
and Wendy
Bay.
And Pam and Doug. Or Don. What?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to give front names. Okay. Anyway, 8 people came over to the house because they had bought a dinner in the auction at Turtle Bay over to our house. Pam and Rick Hill put it on with us.
And it's your famous paella.
My famous paella. It's famous because nobody's died from it yet. A couple have gotten sick. But not bad.
True.
Not badly because, you know, I wasn't sure where the mussels came from. Anyway. So at 4 o'clock, they're coming at 6 o'clock. Everybody's in high hover, you know, getting everything done. And we hear this little poom, 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 and then this, and the compressor and air conditioner goes down. Just, that's it. So we call our home insurance company. Of course, can't get to them. So we call. Who do we call? You call Alliance Heating and Air. And they, of course, are booked out for the next 3 weeks. And this was after hours, and here comes one of them comes rolling by, and right behind him, Martin.
Winter.
Martin, you are so
great.
Unfortunately.
But they sat there and they
No,
cried.
They got there. They brought all types of pieces of equipment and everything, and he comes back and he says, Hey, buddy, it's the compressor.
And he said, I really feel bad for you. I know. So, you know, so here we have Rick and Pam got there at 5. They're there right around 5:15. And I know Rick had said on his way, he said, you know, it's so hot out because it was 110 on Friday.
Yeah.
He goes, I hope nothing happens to their air conditioner. Boom. He comes in. I go, Rick, you know, I don't know. Did he actually say that? Yeah, he did.
Well, you know what? That's what jinxed us.
No, but what's interesting is that it was putting out air, but the temperature kept going up in the room. And I figured, it's so hot, plus, you know, what it is, you're cooking. And paella isn't something that you cook in 30 minutes. So we're cooking, you know, running around doing the last minute things. And anyway, so in comes Martin. And while they're there in the backyard, people are starting to arrive. And I'm telling them, I'm sorry, you know, how can you cancel?
You can't cancel, but you were handing them copious of glasses of champagne, ice cold champagne, which really helped. Anyway, so what Martin does, and this is the kind of guy that Martin and Alliance Heating Air is, he gets us a portable air conditioner. He comes in and he routes out the hose down into our air intake system so that we can run the air conditioner in the dining room, which we did. And two fans, and these people at our
had a couple of electrical surges.
We had a couple of breakers a few times.
Yeah, we did.
So we're running around out there with flashlights outside fixing that. Anyway, so the bottom line is they are such great people. Not one of them complained.
Not
they
one.
All said, and you know, Don, who's there, he goes, I was raised in Reading. This is nothing. So, I mean, so we're all out there, and then we transitioned from the house outside where by
Which
that time
nicer.
It was as cooler outside.
And it was only 99 outside.
No, it was
and
not,
by
it was
the, and I tell you what, everybody was there until 11 o'clock. Everybody had a great time. We only found one car in front of our house afterwards, which was good because they told us that they, hey, can we leave? You know, yes, absolutely. We'll give you a ride home if you need it. No, they had NorCal limo picking them up. Two of them walked to them. It was a beautiful night, and those people are so nice, and they said every year we're going to do this. And we said every year that we're more than happy to have you in our home.
It was a lot of fun.
But anyway, so now here we are. The next night, we're at a dinner party. Mike Michalak's birthday. And great, great guy he is from the fly shop. Yeah. And somebody at our table says, oh, we have the same insurance company you have. Oh, it's the same company that's supposed to come over, you know, to your house. Oh, they told us it's going to be a month.
We've been without air conditioning for 2 weeks and two more weeks before it goes in.
Because the technicians, only got one technician is coming. I called yesterday, and the insurance company says, hey, we're going to expedite this, and we're going to find you somebody. So I have got my phone right here. So I was talking at 6 o'clock in the morning, waiting for them to call me back and tell me they found somebody so they can expedite it. What are you going to do? But I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air, and I can't say enough about our guest that night and Rick and Pam, because everybody had a happy face the whole time. Even though there's sweat running down their face.
Now, doesn't this give you a greater appreciation for those hardy souls who founded this city and this area, settled this area 100-plus years ago when... It was a big deal when they announced that the Cascade was going to have air conditioning when they built it. It was a big deal.
It's so true, Bob, because I said on the way out as people were leaving, I said, does this give you an appreciation of the pioneers? Exactly your sentiments, Bob. And the women would wear corsets. And then you thought you'd have to sleep underneath.
Wool clothes.
Yeah, clothes. Lots of clothes. And then they'd sleep underneath.
Lack of water.
Wagons. Yeah.
I imagine. You know what? Not only could you see the wagon trains coming across, you could probably smell them, too. But I tell you what, who is the guy that invented the air conditioner? If there's not a national day for this guy, there ought to be. You know what? I'd give up my birthday for that one.
Well,
you know.
Think about the tenements in New York.
Oh.
They didn't have air conditioning.
No.
Those were
brick. And then there was no air.
Five, six, ten people into a room.
You know what? There are places in the United States right now that don't have air conditioning, my friends.
So,
I mean,
you
think about it. And they're down south where it's not only is it 99 degrees, because I was talking to the lady from Georgia today. She says, luckily we had a couple of storms that came through and cooled it off. She says, but we're back up to 99 today and their humidity's like 98.
Well, what they do in the south, as you know, is they drink lots of sweet tea or tea and have their fans and they sit out on the porches. Yeah, they sit on the veranda. You see it.
You what? There is no.
That fan.
Oh, and so you'll look nice as you're fanning yourself as you're dying from this. Oh. Anyway, I know.
Anyway,
you know, that's our idea of roughing it.
Yeah, but just no, thank you so much to our party who and
you know
the money
what?
All went towards Turtle Bay. We
you know, I've said their name. I've said their first name. I'll say them again. You know, and Chris and Lisa and China
people.
And Ed.
Really interesting.
I tell
people.
You what a diverse group of people, and they're half of them are into the new technologies that are going on. Others are doctors. I mean, just the whole thing, and it was just a night of frivolity, thanks to them. Hey, you know what? The one thing is that after they left, we fell asleep.
You
can,
you
know, even when it's 97 degrees in the house, you can sleep on your sleep number bed.
That's true.
What else can I tell you about that? Except 97 degrees, and we're in there just pounding our ears on our sleep number bed, because sleep number gives you absolutely the best sleep ever. And if you're not going to sleep, it would be a night like that. But I set Linda's sleep number setting to her 40. My sleep number setting is 65.
Only because I let you handle the remote.
Because, you know what?
One remote, two controls.
Oh, I tell you what. That's right. You have two bed firmnesses and one remote control, but you can take the remote control if you want.
That's all right.
Except when you did, we both slept at 100 for a week before we realized it. Anyway, but you can't get a better bed than this. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's made in the United States. It's guaranteed. And with the Sleep IQ technology that helps you pick the right setting, you are not going to do any better than Sleep Number. And you can go to your Sleep Number store right now, and for $1,099.98, you can get a bed that's going to give you that third pillar of health, sleep, diet, and exercise. There you go. Where do you do it? Target Shopping Center right here in Reading. Head on over, see Brian or Janice, or head on down to Chico to there if you're down in that area. Stop by the Sleep Number store there. You'll never be sorry. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is a beautiful 66 degrees out there.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy living. This is a place I've never seen before, and I've been.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:22 in the morning here, the first day of August 2016 here, Monday. 66 degrees, going up to 101 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793.
Shocking. Shocking poll.
I have not finished.
Oh. Well, hurry up so I can finish my shocking poll.
Well, unshockingly, this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Aaron Rickert, who is one of their top agents over there. Aaron can sell your house or find you a house to buy any place around here. She is an expert. She give her a call at 949-9103 or check out Rickert Real Estate, R-I-C-H-A-R-T. All of this by Properties by Merritt. Great place to go buy or sell a house or a commercial property.
How long you guys been doing this?
Oh, you know, it makes no difference. It's why we can't be. That's why we can't be in the same kayak.
It's true. If we had to, we
why
could.
Are you why are you paddling? We are in a circle. Everybody else is left. We're in a circle out there, paddling just as fast as we possibly can and hurling imprecations at each other.
But you know what?
You row. No, you row.
So now last time we took separate ones, and where were you?
Oh.
Like 3 blocks behind us.
Doing a Titanic bit.
Yeah, I was watching one of these things. Well, they can't sink. Well, no, they don't sink, but there's only an inch of them above the waterline. You know, I mean, it's only, you know, and you're just paddling as fast as I can.
Commander Jim from the submarine group would just be so proud.
Oh, man, you know what? They made me an honorary submariner, and, you know, damn it, I didn't expect it to happen so soon.
In Whiskeytown.
Thank God. I know there was other people around that probably would have towed me in, maybe not. Linda was, when she was just waving at me from far away. Okay.
7:22 in the morning, and this is a shocking poll. Clinton led only one day in the polls, led only one day in July.
Well, you know, frankly, she could lose every poll all the way up to November 8th and win the big one. And frankly, who cares about polls then? So.
I know. I'm just saying. That's
but
off
you know
the
what?
Drudge
okay,
report,
now I'm
by the
starting
way.
To see, you start to see the front page, you know, articles on the Record Search site.
Oy.
Then you see the photos of people, there people are publishing. And it's Trump, he's looking, he doesn't look great. And there's Hillary looking, you know, svelte. You know, how do you do this? You know, so, I mean, it's happening. And they're attacking. Now, Trump, God bless him. Bless his heart. And you always start that from the South.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Donald Trump.
That
can bless,
mean a lot of
bless
things.
His heart. That's right before you drop a hammer on him. And I'm going to drop a hammer on
okay.
Trump.
Let's see what
here's
you
a man
say.
That he got a bump in the polls. He's got people following him. And he got let himself get baited into a firefight with some, you know, with people that he should have never had it happen during the Democrat convention. And this should have never ever happened either. And this is just my opinion. I'm very, you know, maybe I'm a little more strict on this. Maybe I feel a little bit more on it. But the Muslim parents that came out, whose son died in the defense of this country, came out and as this is the way I feel. This is just the way I feel. They stood on his body and they attacked Trump, saying, showing him a constitution, and said to Trump, what have you done for this country? Frankly, their son had died in defense of this country, you know, and they can say this. But using that during a convention, using their son's death during a convention to attack Trump, and then and Trump stupidly, not stupidly, angrily,
Unwisely. That's
okay,
a better
unwisely
word.
Said, you know, he went back at him.
Good
and
job.
It wasn't even going back at the father. You know, you can do that. Because once they opened the gate and said, oh, my son died and you're saying this, you know, guess what? He's fair game. But then he said something about the mother and related it to the religion. And this right there was a huge mistake. She came on the show and she said, I couldn't speak. I didn't speak, not because of my religion. It's because even though it was 12 years ago, I still cannot talk about my son without crying. But the part about this that Trump should have done and didn't was just to point out the fact is that your son was a hero. He died for this country. I so much appreciate him. But you have to take a look. You ask me, what have I done for my country? Maybe you need to turn around and ask Hillary what she's done for this country. She voted for this war. Why aren't you upset with her? Which is the, you know, which was the answer to it. You know, he should, the whole thing was a, you know, as far as I was concerned, it should have never happened. They used their son, and then Trump fell into this trap.
Now
he's got the gold star mothers.
Yeah.
He's got the gold star families upset at him.
And John McCain is trumping it.
Well, McCain's never been. You know, McCain may not even be a senator after this race. They're going
Trump
after
for con attack, and then, you know, they're, you know, going back and forth. Anyway, you know.
It was a disgusting political ploy, as one of our people in our chat room says. It was. It absolutely was, but then he fell into it. And this kind of bothers me, that he would fall into this. Because guess what? There's going to be more. Anyway, okay. You want some good news? That's good news.
Go ahead.
This guy right here.
Oh,
good
yeah.
News.
That's good stuff.
Russ Acevedo, a Redding resident. You know, if we had, you know what, we need to find, and I've only said this for 7 years, Bob, is that we need to have a little cheering. A little, you know, we can pull up Russ, what's his name?
Russ Mull.
No, I don't want you to do that. But we don't have something that we have something that we can push a button that goes, yay, yay.
We could do that. Wait,
why don't we do that? Because I'm serious about it. Let's get one of those, because here's one of those times we need to cheer. Russ Acevedo, 79 years old, a resident of Redding, is being recognized for bicycling. He's bicycled. Clear, the equivalent of clear to the moon and a third back. That's right. He has pedaled to the moon and a third back. 300,000 miles. 300,000 miles he has cycled here. And he said, how did he start? Well, I was trying to save some money, worked for Caltrans, and, you know, so I just thought I'd, you know, just go bicycle down to work and back. 300,000 miles. Is this cool?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's wonderful. You know, the human spirit, the spirit that lies inside of our souls is amazing what we can accomplish. Age is a state of mind. I really believe that. You can have a 30-year-old who's old, or, you know, curmudgeon old person who can be vital if they decide to be. Speaking of good, wonderful human spirit stories.
Anyway,
in Maryland,
for us. Right.
Yes. In Maryland, a team of men that linked their arms together in those huge floods. Maryland is really under siege when it comes to the flooding. But there was a woman trapped in the car. We saw the images this morning on one of the news channels. Cars floating down, you know, when these floods come in, and there was a woman trapped in the car. And these men linked arms out like a human chain to get her. And these guys could have been swept under in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, they went out and rescued her, though. It was great.
It's just fantastic. They were not, if they do it together, this is the power of the human spirit. What you can do, where you kind of jump in where people are, don't even realize when they're being burned or they're being, you know, the danger that they're in, because there's part of us that wants to jump in to save. And then there's those who will stand by and watch. So what is that about the person who will go the extra mile or take the extra step in that moment, in that flash of a moment?
Yeah.
You've seen it.
You see it all. Yeah, I have seen it. I've seen it all the time. I see people doing things. I've seen people do things that were extraordinary. And a lot of times, and here's the beauty of it. A lot of times they don't even know what they've done is so extraordinary. Like those guys just saw something that had to be done. They linked arms out to where they could save that lady. You don't know who they are. they're probably not going to be recognized.
They don't even know each other, but now they will.
They didn't know each other. And look at this. This guy's getting, he's starting to get swept down the stream,
yes.
And they grabbed him, got him back to this woman. And they, and you can't even believe how hard and this, how fast this water is. And these guys linked arms out there to get them. And they didn't know each other. I mean, it is something that is just spectacular about the human spirit. You know, we talk about how bad politics is and all this, but you also have to just embrace how good people are, how they can come out and do things for people, and they don't even think about it. They rush to help other people.
Like our firefighters and our first responders.
Not even the first responders. You expect them to do that. I mean, you do. You expect them to do that. But I'm talking about people like this right there that they just went out to save this lady. Or you see other people. The guy when that plane crashed into the in the Potomac, not the one that landed. That was in New York, but this is one crashed in the Potomac. This guy gets out of his car on his way to work there in the Potomac, and this water's cold, dove into the Potomac, swam out, and rescued people out there. When he finished, he was getting back on his car and was going to go to work. And they caught him. They went, wait a minute, who are you? It's the people like that. That's, you know, that is the human spirit. You know what? That keeps you going.
That's how we need to make our day, start our Monday,
that's
our first day of August. You know, maybe we should take a few minutes if you got a story. You know, we're going to be covering a lot of things this morning. And, of course, we've got to enjoy that they come on the first Monday of every month. How beautiful that the 1st of August falls on a Monday. And we'll have them talking about what's happening in their issue for August. And it's really spectacular again. But, you know, talk with us about maybe a story you know of somebody that could be recognized this morning. I think we need to do more of this, especially when we open the paper and we see so many negative things. We're going to really have to be that chain for each other in Reading this coming political season. We got to be that chain, that lifeline. So what do you think? Take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, you know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It's Monday, the 1st of August. Oh, gosh, summer's almost out of here. And when it's 101 in your house, yeah, get you out of here anytime. anytime. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion.
One of my favorite boutiques.
Oh, yes. My gosh. You know, Linda loves this
place. Dandelion, plus they do so much for our community, too. Go down to Dandelion. It's been about a little over a year, maybe a year and a half, since they have a new expanded location on Pine Street. But they have, it's a one-stop shop, and ladies, when you feel like maybe you're having a body image, you've lost weight, you've gained weight, you're going to a reunion or you're going to some kind of special event and you want to look particularly good, it's so nice to have women who will work with you and be honest and help you look the very best that you can with a garment, with an item, with undergarments. So from head to toe, the gals, it's just great customer service at Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street.
Okay. What's the weather look like for this week there, babe?
Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. It'll be our high today will be 101. Lows tonight, 67. Tuesday calls for a high of 100. And Wednesday, 102. When Thursday rolls around, we're supposed to be under the triple digit weather, but we'll do one thing at a time here. But for right now, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call. 365-3793.
Okay. A couple of things. We just go to the phones. Ron.
Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning.
What's on your mind? You're live.
Well, yesterday I was listening on your program or your station there, Colonel Denny Gillum, and he was interviewing a gentleman that said it takes 2 to 3 years to appropriate money for certain projects or for stuff for the military. And my question is, I hear Carl talking about the Marine Corps, the airplanes that they're having to rob parts off of junk planes, and I think they've even had to go into like museums and take parts off of a plane to keep these planes running. And I'd like to know how long has the Marine Corps been trying to get parts for those planes? What kind of planes are they?
These are F/A-18s. They're fighter squadrons. And
okay.
What I read was about a third of the F/A-18s are they can't fly because of the parts shortage and also finding people to work on them, having enough people to work on them all the time. Now, the parts about the thing what Gillum was talking about, I think the Air Force was literally going into museums and pulling parts off of planes so they could keep theirs flying. And I think their bombers are down to almost zip. So it's another thing. When they talk about the procurement program, a 3-year procurement program, because they're working 3 years out, but you can also go in for emergencies. You know, if you have an emergency and you don't have enough parts or things, you can always go in and have them bought that way. But the point is that this is where we've gotten into our military, that we've degraded our military so much that we're down to parts supplies, our people that are training. I did a story about the one of the Air Force squadron, or I'm sorry, Army helicopter squadrons went over to Afghanistan and had to leave 100 people back, which a lot of them were mechanics, so they had to rely on contractors in Afghanistan to keep the planes flying, and which is a huge mistake, helicopters flying. It's just the whole part here is it's smoke and mirrors when it comes to our military.
Okay, I was just curious about that, and also my compliments to your young lady that helped me find his address the other day. I was very you've got a nice young lady there. So,
oh, we've got.
Thank you very much.
We've got several. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Thanks a lot,
we'll
Ron.
Pass that along, Ron. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Now, another somebody else asked, how can we get these the bands for Blue, the support the Blue wristbands? Give Baron Browning a call. Give Baron Browning a call, 776-4964. That's 776-4964. Baron Browning is a member of the city council. He may be even the
mayor.
In Anderson. And it was his daughters who put together this you know, Back to Blue wristbands and provided and lemonade and sold them and took donations and gave money to help for the canine units over there in Anderson. But he's the guy to do it. If you can't get him on this number I just said, 776-4964, just call the city hall and ask for Baron. And
also
leave
thank
messages.
Him for his Reading Explode. I mean, Anderson Explodes.
Yeah.
He's always been a big supporter of trying to always make that just a spectacular event, Anderson Explodes.
Right.
Well, let's talk about some really exciting things. You know, where my heart lies big time is in the arts. And with us this morning, we have two very special people. We have Nancy Dutton and Ken Hill from Axiom Repertory Theater. How are you this morning?
We're really good this morning.
Well, yeah, it's a great day.
It's a great day.
It's a great day.
Okay, so you're here this morning to share with our listeners what?
Well, we're getting ready to do our auditions for our next season coming up.
Yeah, Axiom is the newest repertory theater company in the North State, and we have some rather innovative and fresh ideas that I think we're bringing to the community. And one of them is that for our remaining five shows of our season, we're having one audition process. We're calling it the Generals, and it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So a person can come in, audition once, and all the directors and all the producers for the entire season will be present. And then from that, we'll cast all of our hopefully main roles for our exciting show season. Can't wait.
Wow, you have some incredible, very different productions that you're going to be presenting here in the North State. Can you share with many people out there that are listening that maybe think about, well, I've never really done community theater or, you know, this kind of being a repertory company, which is great. You guys just did Cabaret.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful production.
Thank you.
And Edgy. Reading, we can use it, Edgy.
It's crazy that that it would be Edgy and it was written in the 70s. But it just shows how much.
Well, the 70s, you've got to remember. Remember the 60s, you know, everything was this huge explosion, free
hair.
Love, and all this hair.
Yeah.
So
right.
That doesn't surprise me. It would be
it's
something like that.
Great.
Yeah, but to be that far ahead of its time, or prescient, because the show is perhaps even more valid today than it was when it came out. Who knows?
Isn't that interesting?
But, you know, art for art's sake is our motto, Ars Gratia Artis. And so we tend to want to select shows that are, as we've said, both challenging to us and also maybe challenging to our constituency.
Well, congratulations of coming together and creating this repertory company. Nancy, what's your experience? Is there a board, or how did you all get together one day and say, you know what, we're going to start our own repertory company?
Well, I have a long-standing history in the community, 30 years doing theater and music, and with high school and children's chorus mainly. So it's gotten to a point where I want to do a little bit more of an adult-themed show that you can't do at the high school or the little kids level. So, met Ken a couple years ago, and he was doing theater in the area, and it's just evolved into this really fun excursion that we're doing. I mean, just this experience. We do have a board. We are applying for our nonprofit mm-hmm. status, and we should hear back in the next couple of months about that. And we don't have any qualms about being a nonprofit. We want to be a nonprofit in the community, and we're excited about getting that distinction.
And you're going to float around from float around, but you're going to go from theater to theater through each production, right? Or
well, we're looking at some venues mm-hmm. right now, and hopefully we'll land somewhere. But we are a floating theater, which means we will go from point A to point B just to find a venue to supply us with a great place to do the shows that we want to do.
Well, with the venue being part of the production,
right.
Not apart from the production.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Well, that's cool. All right.
Right.
So share with our listeners the, again, the open call for all five shows coming up with the five directors. So it's one, which you call general.
The general auditions.
Right. It's again, where?
The auditions will be held at the Performing Arts Center at Anderson Union High School.
Okay.
Where we staged.
Where you did cabaret.
Cabaret,
right. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And more information for that can be found on our website, including a link to sign up for the auditions at axiomrepertorytheater.com.
Okay. But the auditions are 3-day period, or?
You come in, you basically go to the website, you register for one spot, which means you don't have to come in all 3 days. You just come in for about an hour and a half, depending on the shows you're interested in. If you want to do the musicals, it would be a longer process in that day. But if you're just wanting to do the straight plays, you're basically coming in, doing your two monologues, and then you're out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that Paint Your Wagon's coming?
Not in this future, but...
I've been practicing for 32 years.
You know what?
I play the part of the preacher. No name city, no name city.
Hey.
The Lord don't like it here.
Hey, so.
No name city.
I think we should look at that for our second season.
There you go.
You know, actually, Paint Your Wagon's one of my favorites, and the reason why I was a little girl when they were actually filming that in Oregon City, Baker City, Oregon. And
they built this whole city
They did.
And it destroyed it.
I know. It was so funny. But, yeah, that's actually a great show. Our show lineup for the season, we have four of the five shows secured at this point in time with licensing. The first is Into the Woods.
Let's take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Oh, you're going to take a break.
We took like 10 minutes of your time to begin with on other things.
Yeah,
so.
When we come back, we're going to find out what you're auditioning for and the big lineup you have. It's very exciting. Very different.
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Mighty Fine Foods. Go ahead. Brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Go ahead.
I'm trying. Kyle and Ed DeFore.
Go ahead.
Ed and Kyle DeFore, father-son team. And Kyle DeFore, of course, has got a sports show on Tuesday nights and does all of our baseball here in Colt 45s and then football. This season is going to be starting at the end of this month, by the way. But Mighty Fine Foods, located at 299 Deschutes. It is absolutely a fabulous store, locally owned, locally operated. It's like the world's largest convenience store. It's got everything. Pick up barbecue on Fridays. And head to the lake because they have over 300 different kinds of beer. That's right, 300 different kinds of beer. Bob has gone 200, and he's still heading strong. He says he takes off on the weekends from it, but he's gotten 250 of them identified so far. You can get it all there, one-stop shopping, full deli, full butcher shop, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all there at Mighty Fine Foods, the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Try it out. You'll like it. We'll be right back with Nancy Dutton and Ken Hill of Axiom Repertoire Company.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Baramontes on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Good morning, everybody. It's 2 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 66 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. Oh, yeah, but it's going to be cooling off this week. We may actually see double digits at the end of the week here. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by WellCare MD, one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care. A simple and convenient healthcare model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. They don't take insurance, but that, you know, they can, everything that you possibly want to do there with Dr. Jill is going to spend at least a half an hour with you, at least that much time to get to know you. They believe in primary care, and then you can, and if you need to go to specialists, they will, of course, refer you out there to this. But it's a doctor who views the doctor-patient relationship as a team. Appointments can be made the same day if needed. There's so much more. Give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com, wellcaremd. Okay, we're here with Nancy Dutton and Ken Hill of the Axiom Repertoire Theater. You know what, and it's funny
repertory.
Because...
Repertoire is
that's
like
a French thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Repertoire.
Repertory theater.
Repertoire.
Repertoire. Okay. So before we took a break, we were talking.
And let me tell you why this isn't fair. Because Nancy has a T-shirt on, and she's wearing it. And then when I'm looking over to see what the name of it is, she thrust it at me. And so I don't know. I don't know what to say, frankly.
Say thank you.
Say thank you.
You're going to say something. Hey. I'm going to throw something at you.
Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome, Carl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Great personality, I'll tell you.
Nobody catches you, right?
I mean, no.
They never do.
No.
You've got a bunch of plays coming up.
We do. Ken, you want to tell them what we're doing?
Oh, I think we already leaked the first one.
Yeah.
We're excited to bring Sondheim to the North State and his great show, Into the Woods. It is going to be a spectacular production.
Wow.
So
You get chills on that already.
I'm goose flesh on it. I can't wait to start rehearsals in a couple of weeks. And,
oh, really? That's how fast you're going to be auditioning this weekend, and then you go right into rehearsals.
On the 15th of August. Is when we start. The same day of school starting. Oh, my God. I just had, like, chills in a bad way.
So I'm sitting here saying I'd love to do theater, but I don't know. I've got the morning show if I could do it. And you're teaching.
I teach from 7:30 in the morning till 8 at night. And, yeah, I'll be in two productions.
Where do you teach at?
Anderson and West Valley High School. I teach choir and culinary arts. So I'm the singing chef.
You are.
Oh, that's a whole other show.
Swedish
hey,
set.
We're going to have to get together and compare a couple of recipes.
I think we should.
I heard you said
paella earlier.
Well, I do. And you know what? Frankly, I'm looking, chef. I like
yes.
paella, but I'm looking for another signature dish that I can do.
Into the woods. Now, Do you have in your mind, with the general call, you'll probably get people that maybe that come out of the woods, that you don't even know possibly are in this town that have this incredible talent.
We're looking forward to that. You know, I've only lived in Reading itself for a couple of years now. And so for me, everybody here is new talent. And I've been very fortunate over the last few years to get to meet quite a few people. But, you know, even with Cabaret, the show we just finished, we had 8 dancers in the show, female dancers and several male dancers, and probably 3/4 of those people I had never seen before, and they had never in turn acted before, some of them.
Yeah, they were so excited.
It was quite an interesting experience.
You had one of your dancers that was there that was also in Dancing with the Stars.
Yes Derek.
Derek.
Yeah. Derek. And then we saw him again in... what did we see Derek in that last play we went to see at the Cascade, that musical, just a few weeks ago?
I'll come around to that in a
second.
Oh,
no, the kids.
KU. It's Unlimited, and that was at the end.
He was an alumni. He was a court, and he was out there with him on that, too.
Yeah, he's great.
And Derek's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start. Into the Woods. You're going to be going into rehearsals right away. So August 15th would be the beginning of, if you're cast for that show, rehearsals begin on August 15th.
Correct. And the idea is that we open a show every 2 months. So we open our first show in October, and every 2 months after, we'll have a brand new show that'll
open. So you have different directors and producers.
Correct.
I mean, but even the staging, I guess one person can handle that.
Well, that's the director's job.
Oh, is that the
stager? Yeah, they stage.
We have an incredible group of people that have come together for the company, and we're just in our infancy. You know, we're still growing, and who knows where we'll end up be, you know, 5, 10, 15
Ken
years from now.
Ken wants to be the next Ashlyn.
Well, that's the shorthand. That's how to say it. You know, is that.
But there's no reason that, you know, there are several things that Reading could do. I mean, there are several things. Yeah, we talk about the 110, but it's not always 110, first of all.
No.
You know, we've got the only difference between us and Palm Springs is it's 1 degree. All right? But it's better here because it gets cooler. We're in the mountains. We have these lakes and everything. But there's no reason if people with imagination and drive can't put together something like this so that we have long weekends of theater where people come in to watch this. People laugh about this because they've been thought about it, but a motorcycle run that brings thousands of people here that spend money to see how beautiful it is up here. We're on the cusp of exploding information technology around here. I mean, there's so many things that Reading could do. It just takes people like you all and other people with vision and drive, which you have, to push it forward.
Have great theater.
And you'll
sounds
always
like
be
Carl
supported.
Should be on the board.
I know, Carl.
And we will always support that. We will always support something like this.
Well, you know, we took a look around us, and we were talking about the history of how Ashland began back in the 30s, and this guy saying, I want to do Shakespeare, and the town father said, well, you can do a play in the evening if you hold a boxing match on that stage in the afternoon. And it was the 4th of July, the temperature was 110 or whatever, the boxing match failed, and the rest is history as far as the play goes. So our approach to this is, well, if we're going to be akin to something like that, let's start organically where the play is the thing. And from doing excellent theater, we'll grow, and who knows?
Once you get that started, then you can bring in mixed martial arts.
Exactly.
Our season sort of exemplifies that. We're doing Into the Woods, our first big musical, and then we're doing a play called Amadeus. Just very
incredible,
very
show.
Much like the movie. Very incredible story about Mozart.
Too many notes.
Yeah, too many notes. And then we're doing God of Carnage.
God of Carnage.
And then we're doing Marvin's Room.
Marvin's Room. And the last play you can't.
Yeah, our last musical. We are still in the works for getting the rights for it.
Well, they won't let us say the word until we.
Is it just one word?
We can't say the word.
the word.
We can't say the word until we pay them the
I think I know what it may be, and it may have something to do with.
No, don't do it. It's a secret. Don't do it.
Well, hunting rabbits is a secret.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Please come back and let us know what's happening. And do go to Axiom Repertory Theater. That's old-fashioned spelling of theater. theatre.com
There you
go. That's right.
Thanks a lot. Nancy Dutton and Ken Hill.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Donald Trump suggesting that the U.S. accept Russia's annexation of Crimea if it would lead to better relations with Moscow and stronger cooperation in the fight against ISIS.
He's not going to go into Ukraine. All right, you can mark it down. You can put it down. You can take it anywhere
you want.
Well,
he's already there, isn't he?
Okay. Well, he's there in a certain way, but I'm not there. You have Obama there. And frankly, that whole part of the world is a mess under Obama.
Trump appeared on ABC's This Week. Former CIA and NSA Director Michael Hayden says Trump's comments demonstrate that he is not ready for the White House.
And we'll see what happens over the life of the campaign. There is a chance to recover. But right now, that statement there, again, devoid of facts.
Hayden appearing on CBS's This Morning. Crews battling a massive wildfire near California's Big Sur is threatening thousands of homes right now as it continues to burn for almost a full second week now. And a much newer fire in Fresno County also quickly spreading amid hot, dry conditions. Cal Fire Information Officer Lynette Round.
Currently it's about 40,000 acres and about 18% contained. It is very fast-moving fire. The firefighters are working very hard to get a containment line around.
Officials believe it will take at least a month to put out the Big Sur fire. U.S. construction spending fell for a third straight month in June. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says construction spending declined by 0.6% in June. That followed declines of 0.1% in May and 2.9% in April. Non-residential construction declined 1.3%, while residential activity was unchanged in June. Spending on government projects dropped by 0.6%, with both federal and state and local construction activity down.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The Institute for Supply Management says American factories expanded for a fifth straight month in July, taken as another sign that U.S. manufacturers are recovering from damage caused by a strong dollar overseas. More on these stories from townhall.com.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
The Kremlin says allegations that it hacked into Democrats' computers are an attempt to cover up a domestic attempt to manipulate the election.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says claims that Russia was involved are really an attempt by Americans to, and these are his words, camouflage some of their own shenanigans by attempting to demonize Russia. U.S. intelligence, as well as several private security firms, say the hacking has the markings of Russian intelligence. Peskov denied the Russian government carries out cyber terrorism.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, Verizon says it plans to pay about $2.4 billion to Fleetmatix to buy up the company, which makes software used by cable companies, energy providers, and others to manage their fleets of vehicles. The new deal comes a week after the New York-based Verizon said it would pay $4.8 billion to buy up Yahoo's Internet sites. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The taxi booking app Uber has agreed to sell its Chinese business to its main rival in China.
This deal will put an end to a period of intense competition between Uber and Didi Chuxing. Analysts say the Chinese market is likely to become highly lucrative over the next few years, with hundreds of millions of potential users. However, Uber has reportedly spent more than $2 billion in the country so far without generating a profit. Despite its international profile, within China itself it remains much smaller than its local rival. The merged business will have a market value of about $35 billion. Uber will have a stake in the company of nearly 6%.
That's the BBC's Theo Leggett reporting. On Wall Street right now, it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by just about 4 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by 26, and the S&P 500 holding steady. It's up by just about 1 point at this hour. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here, the first day of August 2016. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. You want to do the weather first and go to Susan and Sally?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start off with Susan, and then we'll go to the weather. Good morning, Susan. Our favorite Wells Fargo advisor and just a doll. We just love your energy, and we love having you on our show to tell everybody what's going on in the market. Good morning.
Well, stocks are in quiet trading this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 18,443. The S&P 500 is positive a point at 2,175. The NASDAQ Composite advancing 29 points at 5,192. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Ford down 18 cents, trading at 12.48. Sprint up 4 pennies at $6.18. Pfizer positive 38 cents, trading at 37.27. For local stocks of interest, JCPenney up 2 cents, trading at $9.68 per share. Target down 7 cents at $75.25. Bank of Commerce up 3 cents, trading at $6.61. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.50%. And over to commodities, gold is positive $16.10 an ounce at $13.53. Silver up 18 cents at $20.55 per ounce. And oil is down a dollar at $40 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Susan. Susan is the first vice president for investments at Wells Fargo Advisors. Knows exactly what she's doing, can help you. It might be a chance for you to take a look at old investments or, you know, ones that you just want to check up on and have her help you. She's located at 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Redding. Give her a call, 243-7561. This goes to Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you, Sally?
I am well. I just wanted to let everybody know that there will be no meeting tonight at the church on Bocelli Lane. We are going to go out to the Anderson Valley 11 theaters and watch Hillary's America. Out there. We're all going to join out there and go to the 450 showing.
The 450 showing today at Anderson 11, Hillary's America, which, by the way, is the has grossed more money than any other documentary in 2016.
Yes, the top documentary for this year.
Yep.
And everybody I've talked to that has seen it has said, you know, you've got to go see it, and a lot of people have gone twice. So even if you may have seen it, come and join us, and we'll enjoy it together and maybe go get something to eat afterwards.
Maybe y'all can do like the wave during the movie to get the wave started, those kind of things. All right. Okay, Sally, thanks a lot. Okay, everybody
wants to go down
the 450 showing today for Hillary's America at the Anderson 11
Valley Theaters
down there in the
Outlet
Mall. Okay,
yeah,
thanks a lot, Sally. You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot today with temperatures around 101. Lows tonight of 67. Tuesday calls for a high of 100 with our lows Tuesday night of around 68. Wednesday, 102. And as we go into Thursday and Friday, we are under that triple-digit figure with around 99 on Thursday and Friday and 95. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. Senior veteran discounts, 365-3793. And in that breath, oh, it's so cool this morning to have enjoy, as Carl would call it, the empire. But enjoy the magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. How are you? What a wonderful
really
way to start our Monday.
Thank you. Well, aren't you
and
a little ray
too.
Of sunshine?
Yeah, we're going to start off the month with a upbeat way, because trust me, the rest of the month will not be as high as this one. Yeah.
With all the things that are happening with the anyway, so it's just great to get behind really good, again, human spirit stories, and your magazine, your store, really encapsulates all of that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Appreciate that. We work very hard to try to make all that happen on a consistent basis, as you know, and but both of you know, because you have your thing that you guys do here, and it's amazing too. And you don't realize, I don't think most people realize how much is involved in all of the things that all of us are doing in our community.
The details. But on Friday, you had Movies in the Park.
Friday we had Movies in the Park. Saturday we had Movies in the Park. Sunday we had the Wedding Expo. I mean.
It goes
on and on, yeah. And we have you this morning.
And you have us this morning. So tell us what happened with Movies in the Park on those hot nights.
Well, the thing is, it is hot, but we try to pick locations that are well shaded.
Right.
The lawns are much cooler, and as soon as the sun really kind of just peaks past the horizon, you see the temperatures drop pretty well. We're usually down, two of our parks are right next to the river, so we get a really nice cool air that comes off of them, and it drops significantly. So our moviegoers have learned, how to work. If it's a cool day, they come out early because they enjoy the music and their kids run around and all that stuff. If it's a super hot like it was, they just come a little bit later.
And then you have, of course, it's free.
Yes.
Don't you take donations, but I mean.
And we stopped doing that a while ago. So it's just free.
Free.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Well, nothing is free. Obviously, right. Enjoy Magazine works very hard at sponsoring and putting this together, but we also have Rolling Hills Casino and Dignity Health, who both are big
for the people that come to it.
Uh-huh.
It is free.
It is free.
They don't feel like they have to give a donation.
And the nice thing is, Dignity has their Hello Human Kindness program that they have developed, and they've extended that into Movies in the Park. So the third Friday of every single month, they bring a vending trailer where they actually hand out free kettle corn and free lemonade and Arnie Palmer drinks to the crowd.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And we gave...
Who does that?
Dignity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so our last movie that we did, Inside Out in Anderson, we provided almost 70 gallons of tea and lemonade, and we gave almost, 2,000 bags of kettle corn out.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how was your wedding expo? How did that turn out?
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
A lot of vendors and a lot of...
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I actually did not stay very long because I had a lot of homework to do. So I was there to just pass out. We did a new
wedding guide,
and it's lovely, and I'm really proud of it.
And I didn't stay through the event. Yeah. I was there for setup and teardown because I was already...
Well, yeah, you'd had a big weekend and all those good things. But we just, these are the kind of things that we like to give the background of what Rhonda Ball and James Masada do for our community, within our community. And again, you just released a new bridal guide magazine, and it's always beautifully and tastefully done. Do you have a question?
I'm just saying it was time to take a break, but an hour's not enough to say everything that Rhonda and James did.
This is true.
No, I mean, it's not. It's not. It's not. But we need to take a break here.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A better-known business there is Tobacco and Brew. And Special Joe's, where you get not only hot coffee, but any type of cold drink, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is fabulous. All of this at 2143 Hilltop. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And we'll be right back.
Open 7 days a week. And like I said, a better-known business. These are great people. They've been with us from the very first show. What super people they are. And they do such great work for our community. Tobacco and Brew.
When we come back, enjoy the magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. More on what's happening this month.
There's nobody here.
with Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda
Bott. Good Monday morning.
Monday morning.
I like this song.
You do. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. Okay, they're coming in this week because we learned our lesson about if you have budget blinds, and Jerry and his crew can come in and put in these solar shades that will cut down the amount of heat and heat that come into your house and make it cooler, even if your air conditioner blows out like ours did. He can work with you, work on your budget, he can work with your decor, everything. This is Budget Blinds, and Jerry and his people over there, 226-9027, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We can see three spots. We can use them immediately. So, Jerry, I hope you got a crew ready to come on over.
Welcome back to the show here on KCNR 1460 on this wonderful Monday. It's the first day of August. So,
already. Yes,
it marks the 8th. Month of the year. Here we go. And, of course, our favorite Monday of the month is when Enjoy comes on with Rhonda Ball and James Masada.
Who said Mondays are not good days?
Mondays are good days. No, it's all state of mind, okay? I know you guys have, like, had an exhausting weekend with a lot of, putting out your expertise and love and passion. But then we look at this beautiful, as well as this beautiful magazine with our August issue. And, boy, isn't that the
truth? Cover?
The cover is, you know, we went to Whiskeytown and did the kayaking thing 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we forget right here.
Waterlogged.
They left me. They left me there, James.
How beautiful. People just rafting around and just relaxing on this beautiful Whiskey Town is amazing. And so on the cover, you've got this young girl on a raft with a dog. I mean, you see it. People rafting with their dog. I mean, kayaking with their dogs.
Yes,
it's
lots
cool.
of dogs. The dog really was, and you know what? I hate to say it, but I asked the guy, I said, well, does the dog paddle? And he looked at me. He didn't see the humor in this. I thought it was kind of funny as my kayak was sinking.
I'm training him, he said. Well, anyway, let's get into the magazine and talk about some of the things that August, the issue, is sharing with our listeners and our readers.
Well, our first story, which is, I think, if I can see this time, remember last time I gave everybody the wrong page number, 17, yeah.
Yeah, I was going
it
all
says,
the
adventure continues. This is part four of a five-part stories that we have been kind of covering and talking about since we've been coming on the last four times. This is the Volcanic Legacy Byway, and this is part four. And it is covering what the Klamath Falls section of
the Klamath section of the byway.
Byway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we are obviously we were hired by the Volcanic Legacy Byway to create these really cool tourist books that we sell in the store, but they also sell all over the byway outlets. And we were so struck by the information that was in there that while building the book that we thought this warrants having, obviously, a story that's of this kind of size and magnitude, and just to kind of create a series, because
to break it up into smaller pieces. Yeah.
We literally have one of the, treasures of this country, in our backyard, and we often say this when we're on your show, is how when we, as people that live here, quite often forget to take advantage of what we have and don't even know what we have. I mean, I continue to pick up this magazine all the time and learn something every single month about where I live, and I've lived here forever, and it's pretty sad that, you're like, wow, I didn't even know that existed.
That's an interesting, and it's true, and it's a perfect way to find out by going into the Enjoy store, by getting these brochures. I kind of equate it to, when you first fall in love,
mm-hmm.
and everything is new, and you're excited, and you just wanted, like create a date, figure out, you think things are differently. You're in a euphoric state.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason we can't come back to that state of mind right here. Like you get things feel sometimes like they get stale or mm-hmm. just day in and day out. Just life, work.
And it's life, yeah. Things,
and the weather and things. It just becomes that way. It's not a reflection on anybody or anything. Yep. But then to think that, well, we really don't have to go far. Like maybe 5 miles,
right.
10
right.
miles. And that's the beautiful thing here about the phone ringing. It's like, hello, where are you? What are we doing? We're
that
on the radio.
That was perfect. Yeah, it was like, that's a wake-up call. Yeah. Hello.
Don't become stagnant.
Excitement, adventure, nature calling. Yeah.
It says unknown.
Oh, and that may be air conditioning thing.
No, it's somebody I know. Otherwise, I would have run out of here. If it had been any number that I didn't know, I would have run out of here to go, is this about air conditioning?
Yeah.
Well, it also says in this article, up where Highway 140 meets Highway 62, you'll find a history lesson at Fort Klamath, built in 1863. The museum is open in the summer, then make a stop at Jackson F. Kimball State Park, the headwaters of the Wood River, which includes primitive camping, wildlife watching, and fishing. So,
You have a great knack of being able to just pick out something right out of a two-page, three-page story.
It was the last paragraph.
I know, but it's amazing. You do that all the time, and I'm always like, gosh, that's a talent. That's a talent.
Thank you.
I watch you read it, and I'm like, I love to be read to still, even at this time. It drives my wife crazy. So when you do that, I immediately, my whole entire body changes. I just kind of sink in, and I'm like,
You know what? There's something about being read to. I agree with that.
I love it.
There's a cooing.
Mm-hmm. For me, there is. Mm-hmm. I don't know about anybody else. And I can't remember. I mean, I'm sure my mom did and stuff like that. But there's something about it that as soon as somebody picks up something and starts reading to me, I just literally go, I just melt.
Mm-hmm. Well, when Carl and I first met, we talked about this book that he wanted me to get. And so when he was serving in Iraq. So I got the book. And when he came back here, I wanted him to read it out loud to me. Mm-hmm. And every time he read it to me, I kept falling asleep. I still haven't gotten through that book. What was it called?
I'm not sure.
It's your favorite book. You said that if there was one book, pick it up for me. And I went to Barnes & Noble and I picked it up. It's a sci-fi book.
Oh, and that you sent to me.
Yeah.
The Glory Road.
The Glory Road. And I still haven't read it.
And I tell you what, it's just a spectacular book. And then what I do is I'll read Linda pages. So far, we're in the introduction. we've only been together for 10 years. I was hoping to get into the first chapter this year.
Oh,
but
God.
You know, it's like and she, I hear this little boo boo, and that's it. She's gone for the night.
I'll pull up the Wikipedia.
Oh, nappy time.
It's true.
All right.
This could be at 6 in the evening.
But see, we were talking about reading it. So anyway, here's this whole magazine you can read out loud to your family, too, yeah. And learn. It's a history lesson.
Well, really, and it should. And I appreciate you point that out, that, you know, if you have young kids, the whole thing about, you know, reading again, too, you know, people talk about how technically print media is dying because of digital and stuff. And, you know, and there are certain aspects to that I completely agree on. But still, yeah. You know, and I hope that people, you know, I don't sound cocky, but, you know, our magazine is for the people that live here. This is a special, you know, piece that we create specifically for our communities, and I think it really has value, and it's nice to pick up something and have it at home.
It absolutely does, and I tell you what, too.
Read it to the kids.
Yes. Listening to the educators had a great big weekend. You know, they brought educators from all over the state into different groups, including Simpson down here at Sequoia. I had a bunch of teachers there. And when you listen to it, when they asked about this, about the writing, oh, no, it's here. It's here to stay.
I agree.
They're going to use paper. They're going to do all
print.
That stuff and print.
Mm-hmm.
But things like the magazine, I you know what? I get magazines all the time. I love it. I love to look at them and hold them. And there's something maybe
go to Barnes and Noble and see how many people stand in front of that magazine rack. Yeah. And
after
we're
gone, down the line, maybe then.
And I'm a big tech guru, and I love it.
Oh,
but you know what? When I read my stuff online, I notice that it's not what I was going to say is it's not as peaceful to me because somehow all the distractions
there's so much going
on the screen beside it, the ads and stuff, it doesn't allow you to just sink kind of in.
Right.
Right.
Getting lost in a book.
Yeah. And so we have a saying, I guess, kind of that we are kind of coining that, you know, unplugged is the new plugged in.
Oh, I love it.
You know, where...
It's like the small little houses.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of nature.
I think there's a place for everything. I think that sometimes we get so carried away with certain things that we just go head into
it's
it.
It's either
and
black
forget,
or white. And
we
not.
Forget about all the other things. And then once we're in it, you realize, oh, okay, this may not be the perfect thing.
Yeah.
We need to back out a little
get
and spread
it.
Ourselves out and be more well-rounded.
That's beautiful.
So,
yeah.
It is.
So anyway, the adventure continues. We have one more story to this. But I encourage people to... if you don't have copies of all the issues to go online, you can read the magazine in its entirety at our website and go back to the archives and read certain things and get the full, complete story of the Volcanic Legacy.
Or you can
legacy.
Pick up back issues at our office. We do have a lot of the back issues. So.
But, yep.
Right. Yes. And Carrie Regan wrote these stories. And
she's wonderful.
She's so great.
Been with you since day one, too, right?
Well, not since day one, but pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Day 36.
But,
I knew her when she was... just coming out of college.
Yeah.
And her beautiful mom.
She is
and dad.
So awesome. Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome people.
I tell you what, let's take a little bit of an early break so we can get into the other stories as we go by. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, we've already talked to them about it, but it's Alliance Heating and Air. You got an emergency. These guys are like voted best in the North State, Martin and his people, and for 2015. And as far as I'm concerned, they will be voted 2016, 2017, 2018, because they absolutely care. They came out to the house. Now, this is the kind of service you get. Then when they couldn't fix it because it was a major malfunction of, you know, I have to replace the whole compressor, they brought in a portable air conditioner to try and ease the heat off there.
The pain.
You can't get anything better than that. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Baramontes on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Okay, now wait. Hi! We're on. Welcome back to KCNR.
Hi, guys! 8:32 in the morning. Good morning.
Bob's got his hand up like, don't say anything.
Don't say it.
She wouldn't want your mom out of here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. I tell you what, saltwater pool, they've got it all there. They've got all brand new machinery, machines that you can do. You know, Bob has given his reclining bicycle a name. He calls it Mariah. You know, and he says, come on, Mariah, come on. And he does this hundreds of miles.
I didn't even want to go there. I was going to say something, but it sounds...
Anyway, but they also have freeways.
I'm
going down there today, and I'm going to be pushing some steel around. I can bench 300 pounds now. Yep, that's right. The bar, which is 30 pounds, I push up 10 times. Oh. Not all at the same time. I have to leave, get
some
water,
come back. Do you notice my head's not snapped off? I was looking at your guns going, wow.
Yeah, you know what? Tenacity. You just have to keep pushing the bar. Sometimes it takes me all day. But I tell you what, they've got it all there, plus Boheme Spa. Linda runs down there, gets her spa things going.
Gets her spa on.
You can't go to a better place than this at Wellgate Sports Club. So as I tell you what, it is a club. It's got great things there. Give them a call at 768-1205. They're big supporters of the veterans in our community. And that is they put their equipment and their time where their mouth is to make sure that people get treated well. Wellgate Sports Club.
Nice.
Okay. We're here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada.
All right. So let's talk about... Okay, we are... Jake Mangus. What are we talking about here?
Jake's got a couple features here in the magazine. He's a busy little guy. He's showing and popping up all over the place.
Yeah, where is it, Jake? Yeah. Jake never used to... You know what? Jake is... Well, Jake's a good guy.
Yes.
Jake is.
Good guy.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about what's happening with the Chamber of Commerce here, and a story all about a new image. Then we have this really great thing about the dogs. It's called Shepherd's Watch. And at first I thought, that is a humongous dog. Well, it's called an Anatolian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is the story here?
They have been around or were bred for being protective dogs. And they are originally from Turkey. And they've been doing animal protection or shepherding for almost 6,000 years. This woman actually comes into our store all the time, and she's amazing. And she has drives this huge van, and you can see that it's like a dog haven in this van. And they love their animals. And it talks about how her and her significant other used to live at the coast, and then they had rare breed horses. Of course, I should probably know what they are, but they're English Shires, and what else is it?
English Shires, they're like the pulling horses, the draft horses.
Yeah, the big draft horses that kind of prance. Yeah. And then the Peruvians, there's another Peruvian horse.
Peruvian Paso? Yes. No, it's got a specific gait.
There you go. Look at you.
He's a horse guy.
I guess.
It is so smooth. It is so smooth. They literally can put a cup of coffee on their head of the rider, and they can trot around the ring, and they won't splash.
And the horse is like stomping.
Oh, it's absolutely, absolutely smooth across.
So they had those. And then their dream was to open up and have a larger property, and they wanted sheep and goats. But when they did that, they obviously moved to Cottonwood, and they have 100 acres, and they have those animals. They needed to look into something that was, something that would help protect the animals.
Yeah.
And so they did research for years and came up with this being the best animal for them. And then they became breeders, and they've been doing this for years. And the article goes on to talk about these dogs that are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
They are very committed to breed these animals in a really humane and right way. They breed them for working dogs. They don't breed them to have them as pets, though they make wonderful pets for some people, and they're wonderful to have as an animal, and they're loving.
You definitely have to be committed to socializing them.
But that's not what they do. These are actually raised and bred to guard.
Okay,
yeah.
So
those are the sheep. Those are the ones between the coyotes and the wolves.
Well, here it says exactly. The organization provides ranchers with Anatolian shepherd dogs, sorry about that, and protect their sheep and goat herds from the occasional cheetah attack. Mm. Cheetahs give a wide berth to ranches protected by Anatolians, which helps eliminate the need for ranchers to trap or kill problem cheetahs.
Well, so how many cheetahs do we have around here?
This part of the article that you're reading talks about that they are actually part of an organization in Africa, and these dogs have been found to work really well, even in that environment, to help ward off or keep cheetahs away from the herders, so the herders don't have to shoot and kill and trap the cheetahs because they're an endangered species.
Yeah.
So this goes above and beyond just even, what we're used to as far as, coyotes and mountain lions in our part. They're also doing this. And so these people actually donated $10,000 worth of semen to this foundation to send over to Africa for breeding for the dogs in this market. So they go above and beyond. But, I've sat down and talked with her about these animals, and it is mind-blowing. She said how incredibly courageous and how these dogs literally, that is their job. I mean, they love to work.
They understand that.
And they work at night. She said that these dogs, when a sheep or a goat will be giving birth, they will actually come and assist animal while giving birth.
Amazing.
They will lay next to the mother and protect, and as the birth is taken care of, the dog will even help lick the baby clean to get it up and moving quicker. And if the mother doesn't eat the afterbirth, the dog will to hide the scent of the birth. They're just amazing.
So this is a beautiful thing about our animal kingdom. It's so deeply spiritual. We think about in your magazine, and we're talking about Castle Craig's coming up, and so here, here's a great story about something that we could learn about a special breed. We love to watch the kennel.
Kennel Club.
The Kennel Club, when they have the dog breed.
Yeah.
And people that's don't realize, fun. Oh, isn't that a cute dog? But they don't realize that dog was bred for a purpose years and years and years ago. And that what that purpose is, if you keep that dog in an enclosed area that could possibly be a cattle dog, mm-hmm. you're going to have a chewed up sofa because that dog's going to go crazy.
Well, we want you to look, of course, pick up Enjoy the Magazine. But when you look at these dogs, they look like a large golden lab.
Yeah, they're kind of
like, a different face,
but yeah. They have black muzzle and black ears. I mean, they are beautiful dogs. Mm-hmm. And like you said, those dogs are probably, what, 75, 80 pounds or more?
You said up the males get to up to 150 and yeah. larger.
Oh, okay. So, obviously, these are not fully grown
well,
right
when
there.
When you look at this, it's a small Shetland pony.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Anyway, but you know what? See, another reason Enjoy Magazine comes through again.
Yeah, so pretty amazing, and she's so passionate about these animals, and if you ever get to talk to her, she might be somebody that we agreed to bring on your show at some point.
Love it.
Because I just am dumbfounded with the lovingness that these dogs have, and, you know, when they come in, she immediately starts socializing them. She brings them into the home in pairs for training before, you know, so they live outside, they live inside. She tries to really make them the best guardian dogs possible, but also be able to come into the home and love on your children.
Mm-hmm.
But she said it's very interesting. For your family. She said it's very interesting, though, that these dogs, they're all about work. And so if you have them as a pet and you want to love them, there may be a choice. They will make the choice to not love you if they feel there's something that's needed to be done, if they need to work. She said sometimes, you know, she'll want to pet her dogs or whatever or love them, and they look at her like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm on the clock, I've got to go, there's something, somebody needs me, and they just walk off out into the wilderness because they know something needs to happen, and that's their priority.
That is fascinating.
If we could all have employees like that.
It's kind of like being a career Marine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey, but there's something going on over there. So I need to know. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Next on the list, Castle Craig State Park.
Oh, yeah. This was an interesting...
Castle Crags.
Crags, yeah.
Well, that's one, I don't know. So,
This is a neat story that I didn't know anything about. I mean, I didn't know much about the Crags. And they call it the little sister of Yosemite.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the same kind of rock formations. It's the granite, but it's a much younger... outcropping. That's why it's not as exposed as some of the other pieces or other parks. But it's real. I just was reading about how this was an integral part of the North State development and how it coincides in with a lot of the trails that there are trails that are going through it. And it's a great state park. But also there was a bitter battle there that there's a book written about, and it's was between the settlers and the natives that lived in the area, and there's a whole book written on it.
I didn't know a whole book was written about it, but I'd read that they had quite a battle going on up there.
Yeah, which I didn't know anything about. The Native Americans referred to the Crags as the Castle of the Devil, and then also when the Spaniards came, they actually coined it the Castle of the Devil themselves as well.
Huh.
So, kind of...
Mm-hmm. It says something about how gold, mercury, and chromite miners joined loggers in taking the Castle Craig's offerings for almost a century. And then, of course, in 1933, and by the 50s, mining ceased in 84, Ronald Reagan signed the California Wilderness Act. But one of the things that's interesting here is 300 species of wildflowers
mm-hmm.
grow in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
and it's amazing because it just looks like a bunch of rocks. I mean, really, and it's
when you
beautiful.
Look at it, you would never think that.
You know, from a distance, you
but
would.
But one
think
of
that.
Our last shows, I don't know if it was last month or the month before. Very interestingly, we talked about it. I think briefly, we had a story. There was a gentleman in the 1800s that drew and documented all the flora and fauna on Mount Shasta, and there is a staggering amount of that there. Just like there is here, and it took him 10 years to accomplish his goal because there are flowers that don't always bloom, and those drawings that he did have now been turned into really beautiful prints that are owned by Chico State University, who have recently released them to be able to go into print because a group of botanists have come together to create a book that celebrates this man's work, and we've been fortunate enough to carry this book. So this book is 100 pages of hand-drawn flowers from this gentleman, and then we also have larger prints available that are just absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's amazing to think the nature that we have around here, and in that regard, you know, a pile of rocks that are 6,000 feet And you can have up to 300 different species.
My goodness.
Of
See, again, that's another one of those natural beauties that's right here within 25 miles, mm-hmm. you know, of where we're sitting, that we can go see all this beautiful experience and be enlightened about nature.
Well, this year we're actually going to go drive through Lassen Park.
Yeah.
Yes. We haven't done it yet. It's only been 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we got to take a
break.
And
how about this? Let's talk about that when we get back.
Yes.
Hack Creek Observatory.
Yeah. E.T.
Right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Best place in America to get maybe even the world, to get a haircut right there at Man's Last Stronghold. It's the Cheers of Barbershop. It's veteran owned, and it gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a wonderful place to get your hair cut. And just go down and catch up on what's going on. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Magazine, our friends James and Rhonda. It is 16 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 73 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. We'll be right back.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNR.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Carl Lindabad, good morning, everybody. It's the 1st of August right here at KCNR 1460.
And everywhere in the world.
Well, it may be, but it's better right here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and our friends at Home Helpers. You know, you can't get any better than this. She handpicks each one of her employees. They are vetted, they are insured, they're bonded, all of these things. And she will come over to your home, and whether it's a short-term fix, like somebody having surgery, or if it's just coming in occasionally to check on people, or if it's keeping full-time people there in your home to help your family. Sharon Clark is the way to go in home helpers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. 226-8350, Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year. This is Home Helpers. Again, 226-8350.
Welcome back to our show again on this beautiful Monday morning, 848. We're going to take our last segment here, and we've got James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy Northern California Living, the magazine, the Empire. You have three magazines, two stores.
There's probably another one out there.
But here's what's really interesting. One of the things we've been talking a lot about, nature, a lot of the things that are articles that are in the magazine. But one that's very fascinating is SETI, the long distance call, Hat Creek Observatory. That's another people don't really know about, but kind of I've heard there's some kind of, you know, what? Tell us about this article.
Well, it's been there since 2007.
It's when I think it opened.
It opened in 2005. Yeah,
yep.
And it has the Allen Telescope Array. And
okay, now SETI, for people that don't know what that is search for extraterrestrial
intelligence.
Right.
Yep.
SETI.
The truth is out there. Is how
isn't
the
there
article
also
begins.
A SETI though? Isn't that a set of?
It's something
like
you can sit
on a table.
Right. Something you can sit on.
I was like, I know that word. Yeah.
But this is the one where they're out looking for E.T. For E.T.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hat Creek Radio Observatory. The guy says here, though, that some people think that, you know, I'm hiding something. We've got a lot of people that come up here think we're actually disappointed that we're not into the whole UFO business. What are they really looking for at the Hat Creek Radio Observatory? They say it's a lot more mundane. It's a lot of computer analysis. A lot of visitors don't know what to expect, and they stumble across this place, and they've never seen anything like it.
Well, yeah.
And it's pretty amazing. I mean, if you look at the pictures, those telescopes.
Radio telescopes, yeah.
Holy moly.
I know that Bob had some kind of comment, didn't you? Because you
come
know,
on, Bobby.
Yeah.
Well, the observatory has actually been there since the 1950s, operated by University of California. And the reason it's there is because essentially terrestrial radio waves are bad news if you're doing radio astronomy. And it sits in what amounts to a gigantic iron bowl.
Oh, I knew there had to be something.
Yeah.
Something geographical that helped. Yeah, it's probably all the volcanic stuff.
So that means after
it.
You go to the Hat Creek Shooting Club and you shoot all day, you can go over there and search for extraterrestrials.
And it was partly funded by one of the heads of Microsoft.
One of the founders.
Founders of Microsoft, yeah.
Okay, have they found anything out there?
Not that I'm aware of, but then again, would they tell us?
I don't know. You know, because you know, lately you're starting to hear things. Like, one of the probes that were out there, supposedly there was a UFO that that was out there
just recently.
They cut the transmission for it after that, and then they're saying, you know, there's other planets out there. They're thinking there's life. So anyway,
very interesting. I was reading yesterday that I can't remember what the satellite's called, but it just took orbit on I think the 4th of July around Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
And it's now going to be circling Jupiter and giving us some really cool information. And they are now seeing some things that, you know, that the spot on Jupiter is three times the storm. It's three times the size of our planet, just the storm alone. And they've just kind of realized now that the storm, because it rotates in a different direction than the rest of the atmosphere, it creates intense heat and friction that is up to like 2,700 degrees. It actually will melt, you know, iron, and it projects these incredible sound waves and, I guess, radiation or atoms out into the atmosphere of Jupiter. So, I mean, just I sit here and I think to myself, here we are, you know, of course it's part of our life and it's needed. Don't get me wrong. I understand this. But we have had these conversations at break about, you know, politics and how just absolutely dumb it is. And we sit here with our thumbs up our you-know-what when there's this immense amount of knowledge that we're completely ignorant to in our universe about everything that's going on around us that's just mind-blowing. And if we could just stop and sit back and say, okay, what's important? Our existence, and why can't we figure out a way to realize, you know, who we are? It's so insignificant on this planet, And, you know, we're fighting amongst ourselves when really we should be trying desperately to figure out how to preserve ourselves, because there's nowhere else to go now at this point.
Exactly. And I think you'll appreciate this.
No matter what side you're on.
Right.
And I think people are at that point, and we're not, this is not a political thing here, but
not at
all. We're at our point that we should be working together here, because things aren't going to get any better unless we do.
No.
And we've got so many things we can accomplish in our country that we're so much, and we can lead the rest of the world.
I know.
I mean, literally to the light in many ways. And yet we're sitting here arguing about things that are just so pathetic.
So the other night when we were talking about being outside and the air conditioning going out, you know, we were sitting in the backyard and the stars were out. And you'll appreciate this because Carl has one of the star searchers on a cell phone.
So those are so cool.
So we were like, I said, is that the Big Dipper?
Uh-huh.
And so he puts the cell phone up in the sky. Now, that's a miraculous thing.
Magic.
Puts his cell phone up in the sky, and it was the Big Dipper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what's that? So it was some kind
of
constellation. There was
some
kind of thing. And then we look over to the left, and you couldn't see it from the naked eye. But there was either the Milky Way or some kind of, like, constellation. That was the stream of something.
It was stars and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it was beautiful. You can't see it with the naked eye, of course, with the light.
And it was like a sea. It was like the foam of the sea that was up in the
sky. And here we are sitting.
See, now, I was in Red Bluff down by the river with no city lights. You can see that. And so I'm using my app, too, to do the same thing. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I could see Saturn. I could see Jupiter.
See all those. Right. Okay, so here we are sitting here with most of us with all the knowledge in the world
in our fingertips,
and we take bad selfies.
Yeah. Okay. No, I talk about this with my kids all the time. My kids still come to me and ask me simple questions, and I know that there should be that I'm like, you have every bit of information in the world at your fingertips. When I was your age, we'd have to go to the library and do research. You have it all, and you still can't.
Well, there was a commercial like that when the little boy asked his dad, he's tucking him in, Dad, why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? And he's looking down on he looks at it on his cell phone. Well, this is why the sky is blue.
Yeah.
Oh, Daddy, you know everything.
So smart.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Having a conversation the other night when we had these folks over, one of the ladies there was talking about her daughter. And that, we were talking about rules, and I'm all about, I really think in parenting, you've got to have rules. You can't let your kids run about. I mean,
there's boundaries.
Kids need boundaries.
Uh-huh.
So she was talking about with her daughters, they don't just go out if the cell phone is broken. They say, we didn't go out and replace it. We said, you know what, you can go online and you can figure out. And their daughters have figured out how to fix things from watching YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah.
She fixed her cell phone. She fixed the remote control. She fixed things. And I think that's really an important thing to kind of implement.
We're not just
going to go out and buy a new one because it's wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter learned to change the alternator on her car.
I love it.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I was
man.
Okay,
and change a tire.
It's got man things on there, too. Like you're taking apart a pistol or a rifle.
You go that's a girl thing.
Well, it can be. You can show how to do it. But, okay. Going back, though, we've only got like 3 minutes left.
This is the story real quick because I think it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had Audrey DeLong on your show?
Not have her on the show, but we're talking about yoga paddleboarding.
Right.
Yep.
And she's an amazing person, too. She's a cancer survivor. And
I have seen her on Facebook
so many times.
Okay,
you can see she has a video on our website as well of her yoga that she put up for us.
And it's just amazing. And she's very spiritual, and she feels yoga is a really spiritual thing. It has a spiritual component. She is...
Somebody's doing a backbend on a paddleboard.
Yeah, she's just amazing. She's a stage 3 ovarian cancer survivor and was told many times that she was probably going to die, and she fought, and yoga pretty much healed her, I mean, emotionally.
Right.
And now she does these classes on paddleboard.
And she's, you know what? She's got scars on her on
all over,
over
yeah,
because of the operations. She's out there in a bikini. She says, "These are my
go for it, battle
go
wounds.
For it."
We need to have her on. Absolutely,
definitely. She's pretty
amazing.
That
spirit we're talking about.
But this yoga is even intensified on the paddleboards because you have to keep your balance, and so your body is constantly alternating muscles to keep you focused while you're actually doing your downward dog.
Look at this.
And balancing. You are using a lot more than you would just on the ground that's solid.
Yeah, not on the kayak I was on.
If you go to our website, she did a video when they were doing the photo shoot, and you can check out the video on the story.
Okay, real quick, we're here at the end of our show. Enjoy the store.
Derivative Stores is always getting new products. We've just made some changes. We have our new honey hutch. We have our new pantry. We've got, restaging things, trying to get them focused for purchasing.
Frozen. Frozen in there? Or different types of. You got different types of food in there.
Yeah, we do have Hat Creek beef that we have frozen, and we have some blondies from Measures of Joy that we keep frozen. Mm-hmm.
You got some new chocolate that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we have some new food grade chocolate that's all natural, and it's not. It's not roasted chocolate. It's left raw, so it's raw chocolate. So it's like a food. It's amazing. It's called Angel Chocolate. We've got kombuchas, cold brew coffees, I mean, all kinds of things. So
everything you want.
Also, don't forget, we're coming back to Enterprise Park this month for Movies in the Park.
Okay.
Our first show is going to be Force Awakens, the new Star Wars, this Friday.
Wow. All right. And so the Force Awakens, because it's Carl's birthday on Friday, August 5th. So just remember, you're going to go to the park. You're going to see, Force Awakens. But remember, Carl bought. Yep. Birthday. So call and wish him happy birthday on Wednesday.
The force be with you.
The force will be napping.
Call Wednesday and wish him happy birthday.
Hey, everybody, have a great day out there. You know what? Take care of each other. Be good. Be good. Good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys.
KCNR, Shasta Riddick.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Florida's governor says 10 more people in his state have contracted the Zika virus, probably from mosquito bites. That makes for 14 locally contracted cases of Zika in Florida. Governor Rick Scott is asking the Centers for Disease Control to dispatch a federal emergency response team to help the state deal with this. The father of a Muslim American Army soldier who was killed in Iraq back in 2004 says Donald Trump's criticism of his Democratic convention speech is uncalled for.
I cannot say what I feel. That proves the point. He has not read the Constitution of this country. Had he read that, his behavior would be different.
Kizer Khan on NBC's Today show, he and his wife appeared at the Democratic National Convention criticizing Trump's proposal for a temporary ban on Muslim immigration. NTSB investigators have